The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known as REGGI, is undergoing a review that is scheduled to be completed by the end of the year. 57 groups and individuals sent a letter to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo asking that three core principles in REGGI be strengthened during its assessment. Adirondack Council Legislative Director Scott Lurie says while the program has been working well, a few adjustments will allow REGGI to thrive.
The first one is to ratchet down on the actual amount of allowances that would allow emissions to be emitted by the power plants. The companies right now, there's more credits on the market than they know what to do with. So if we ratchet down the number of allowances out there, that'll really show a market improvement on lowering emissions of greenhouse gases. The second point would be to make sure that the revenues generated from the auctions goes to things like energy efficiency and renewable energy development programs. For the most part, New York has done a very good job. There was once back that Governor Patterson took the REGGI proceeds to help plug a shortfall in the state budget, so we want to make sure that that does not happen again. And finally, the third point is just to make sure that there aren't any loopholes in the program as REGGI moves forward and as technical corrections are made to the program.
Environment New York Director David Van Leeuwen says a strong regional program is crucial as the effects of climate change become increasingly manifest.
Climate change has already started, but we're still at a point where we can do something about it. And the key to doing that is bringing down our carbon pollution levels. And the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, when it was first started, the projected growth in carbon levels were set with a cap that was too high. What we need to do is we need to bring those levels down so that we can spur additional efforts by power plants to bring their rates down and then take the revenues from REGGI and continue to invest them in clean energy and energy efficiency programs so we can continue to bring down our carbon pollution levels on that route as well.
Environmental Advocates of New York Air and Energy Program Director Ross Gould says their suggested improvements will be good for both the environment and people.
Are reducing other pollutants besides climate pollution, things that lead to asthma and other lung illnesses. And it will also mean that there'll be an additional pot of money for New York State to invest into energy efficiency programs and renewable energy, all of which can reduce and do reduce your utility bills. If you were to go to the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority and ask for a grant for putting in windows or improving the insulation, you can get that, and that money comes from the REGGI program. And then when you put in the new insulation, you wind up reducing your energy bills. So there's a direct savings to the consumers as a result of this program.
According to the Environmental Coalition, more than $32 million in REGGI funds are being used in New York State for energy efficiency programs, saving ratepayers $46 million. Nine states in the Northeast and New England are members of the initiative. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.